question in today's wars, those who are forced by their authorities to fight for unfair causes such as American soldiers in Vietnam, will they get credit for obeying their authority, or what will be their destination? Answer: it largely depends on individual consciousness and in a specific context. Cannot give any general answer. We have to look at the three modes of material nature. The broad principle is: those who are in goodness are elevated, those in passion stay where they are, those who are in ignorance are degraded, as Krishna says in 16.18 in the Bhagavad Gita. So that means that essentially, depending on the kind of consciousness people are having, that will determine their destination. Specifically, if they die fighting a particular war, you know, okay, today's wars are rarely fought on dharmic principles or fought for establishing dharma, and some wars were fought simply for, say, fueling the economy, the fueling the arms industry or whatever other horrible vested interests. So in such wars, what will happen to those who are forced to fight? Each person has been given intelligence, and they have to use their intelligence to choose to act responsibly. And just saying that our authority told us to do does not exempt anyone from their individual responsibility. In fact, in recent history, the Nuremberg trials, where the Nazi soldiers and generals were tried, and they used this defense that in the Holocaust, when they tortured and murdered millions of Jews and others, they said, "We were simply obeying authority." So that was not accepted as a defense. They're considered culpable because needless torture and genocide were deemed as crimes against humanity, which no ideology can justify. So while in today's world there is moral relativism with respect to what universal morality is, nobody knows, but what it isn't, at least those trials agreed to that in no situation is torturing and killing people by them killing people justified, unnecessarily especially. So the point I'm making is that that from today's law code perspective, which is highly relativistic, still there was something which was considered universal. Genocide is unacceptable, and even if it's justified by saying we're obeying authority. So we are, of course, in a tradition, spiritual tradition, where obeying authority is considered important, but also taking responsibility for our choices is also considered equally important. And the Bhagavad Gita calls for such individual contemplation and decision at its end. It's not just blind adherence to God's, to the words of anyone, even those of God. So those who are conscientious objectors to needless violence, we could say they are a little more in sattva because they are at least thoughtful. And those who are don't object, just go along, they are in rajas or tamas. We could say that because they are unthinkingly being misled. So we are all responsible for our actions, and we all have been given a conscience. All the conscience may vary from person to person and may not always be accurate. But that doesn't mean that we can abdicate responsibility to those who manipulate our consciousness. So those who are, say, for example, jihadi terrorists, can they say that they are misled by their ideology and that's why they kill innocent? And they will be forgiven? No. So overall, we have to take responsibility for our actions, even when we are following some authority. And depending on whether the following authority leads us to sattva, rajas or tamas, accordingly, we will get a destination. Thank you.